At Buffalo Wild Wings, get select $2 drafts, $4 mixed drinks, and $4 apps. So head into B-Dubs for happy hour and late night happy hour every Monday through Friday, 2 to 6 and 9 to close. Wings, beer, sports, and please drink responsibly. If you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, there's one place you should go if you're a stick carrier, and that's Mastro Subaru. They got two locations throughout Central Florida serving stick carriers throughout the I-4 corridor in Orlando and one right here in Tampa off of Hillsborough Avenue and the Veterans Expressway. Mastro Subaru, where you can get special stick carrier pricing just for saying you're a stick carrier. Check them out, MastroSubaru.com.
This is a real movement of real people. You can't stop this movement. You can tell us to cool it or else it's not going to work. We are self-sustaining.
You see how we play as a family.
Censored.
I'm tired of getting disrespected. I'm tired of low expectations. I know what we about. I know what we about. I know how great we are. Let's keep stacking them W's and let's do it as a family. Let's get it.
Somebody that knows somebody that knows something about it. But I won't answer now. Who, what, where, why? See, a lot of dudes like to act the fool now. Get on live, but that ain't my style.
So get coming right up on it.
Run up on me if you want to. Hot damn pressing his homie. Cut up in front of his mama.
I can already smell Bourbon Street. And anyone that's been to Bourbon Street knows it's not necessarily a scent you want to have in your nose. But I got it. Because I am so ready. Ready to hit that plane, check into my hotel, and drink a shit ton of hurricanes. It's the deal. FanRetreat.com, they got it all for you. Go to fanretreat.com, click on Popular Retreats, and the Bourbon Street Takeover right there. Again, Spirit Airlines, 7 o'clock flight, Saturday morning, coming back Sunday afternoon. The Marriott of New Orleans Marriott on Canal Street, and I'm in section 101. I think they're running out of lower level seats, but you can pick your seat, you can pick your hotel, you pretty much pick your price to join us in New Orleans for week one of the regular season. It is going to be a party. We are going to have such a great time, and the game's just the icing on the cake. So be sure, if you are thinking about joining us, go on to fanretreat.com, $300, $350 a person. Again, you pick your price, but that's about how much it costs to join us in New Orleans. It's going to be a blast. And again, if you got more than one person sharing a room, you only have to pay for one room. Not making multiple people pay for the same room, okay? So make sure you get that across. Again, any questions regarding the Bourbon Street Takeover can be directed to Sean Lemon at Fan Retreat. It's S-E-A-N, S-E-A-N at fanretreat.com. Sean will answer all of your questions. Bucks Titans coming up, game two of the preseason. You know, again, going back to Monday's podcast, I just like the mentality that the Bucks came out with. And if that is something that they can do come the regular season, I think we're all going to be very pleased with what we see and the effort we see on the field. I do not want to see my team. Listen, they're not going to win every game. But I damn sure do not want to see my team getting pushed around on the football field. And they didn't get pushed around. They didn't get pushed around last Thursday. And the Titans are another physical football team. People say, ah, it's the Dolphins. Ah, it's the Titans. Titans are a physical football team. You know, they want to be physical on defense. They want to be physical on offense. So I think a good test for the run defense and a good test for this offensive line to see if they can continue opening up the holes in the run game, protecting the quarterback, and being efficient on offense. You know, it might be a broken record, but we can all agree, right? If this offensive and defensive line, not just defensive line, not just offensive line, if the line of scrimmage is not won by this football team, they will not win a lot of games this season. Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick. Everyone's counting the Bucks out. Anywhere you look, the Bucks predictions are not good. Other teams' fans view the Buccaneers as a pushover, as an easy win. Do not retaliate. Listen, if you're a fan, you want to retaliate. But if this is what I'm talking about with the team. They're not talking about it. They're laying low. They're speaking softly. They came out with a big motherfucking stick. Played well against the Dolphins. I want them to do the same against the Titans. Derrick Henry, Deion Lewis, they want to run the football. Great. Rise to the challenge. Win the line of scrimmage. Offensive line, protect Ryan Fitzpatrick, protect Jameis Winston, and open up some holes, some creases for Peyton Barber and Rojo. Was what I saw for real out of these running backs. Can this offensive line, when you look at the Titans' defensive line, I'm not looking at fearsome pass rushers, but I am seeing very physical, strong human beings. Anchored by Jarrell Casey. I believe they got, Jones there. They've got Derek Morgan still there. You know, this is a Titans team that, you know, again, maybe they don't have the flashiest players in the front seven on defense. They got some physical football players. Benny Logan, forgot to mention him. Brian Arakpo. So they're going to be physical. You know, I think in a normal situation, I'm thinking, all right, let's attack this secondary, right? They bring in Malcolm Butler. He was benched by the Patriots last year. Adoree Jackson's not even a starter. He was a first-round pick a year ago. Kendrick Lewis has been up and down. You know, he had that time, I believe he's from the Saints. Kevin Byard is a stud, by the way, a safety. But for the most part, like, I want to see this team rise up against a stout front four and push them around a little bit. That's what the preseason's for. You know, of course, if they come out and they zip the ball around, we're going to be talking about all these weapons and tight ends and wide receivers and blah, 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 blah. But man, I'm telling you, this is a southern city, a southern state with that blue-collar, Rust Belt mentality. And it goes back to the guys like Lynch and Brooks and Allstott, hard-working, no nonsense, no bullshit, pound you in the fucking face. So when we talk about bringing Nasty back, that's what we're talking about. Bringing Nasty back. You know, it's not individual matchups. It's not saying, who they have? Corey Davis. Corey Davis, big receiver. Really would like to see Carlton Davis on here. A little Davis versus Davis action. Yeah, of course I want to see that. Who doesn't want to see that? You know, I want the defense to fluster Marcus Mariota. In this game, I want him to shut down Derrick Henry and Deion Lewis. I want Jason Pierre-Paul to be all over Mariota. And then offensively, Listen, I'd love Fitzpatrick and Winston to just pick apart this secondary of the Titans. Just pick Evans, D-Jax, Godwin, Cameron Brate, O.J. Howard, Adam Humphries. Spread it around, pick them apart down the field, but God, nothing. Nothing would get a rise out of me. And by rise, you know exactly what I'm talking about. More than that offensive line lining up, pushing the Titans' defensive line around, and establishing a physical rushing attack. Yeah, I like that. I like that mentality. I want Peyton Barber to prove me wrong when I said, listen, I like Peyton Barber. I want him on my roster. I don't want him as the starting running back. Go out there and prove it again. He proved it in the first game. You know, trying to hold off Rojo or whatnot. No. Compliment each other. Falcons got two backs. Saints got two backs. Panthers got two backs. Why can't the Bucs have two backs? Peyton Barber, Rojo. Rojo, Peyton Barber. I'll tell you what, though. If they go out there in this game and they show the vision that they showed in week one, that first preseason game, I know I'm hyperbolic. I know I exaggerate, but I'll start to be a believer in this rushing attack. Like I said on Monday, you know, you can measure speed, you can measure strength, you can measure explosion. How high did you jump? How far did you jump? How quick did you run this shuttle? You can show off your hands. You can show off your intelligence with the Wonderlic, your football intelligence when meeting with teams. But my goodness, I mean, you can watch the film, but you can't measure it. The vision. And I could make an easy argument that vision might be the most important aspect of a running back. Because if you don't see where you're going, who gives a shit? How many talented running backs have we seen in our lifetime that just run right into the line of scrimmage or want to bounce every fucking play? The great running backs. I mean, look at Emmitt Smith. He wasn't the fastest. But you can make the argument he's the best running back of all. You can make the argument. I'm not saying he is, but you can make the argument. Vision. Vision, vision, vision. Listen, speed is great. Strength is great. You need those. But you've got to have the vision. You got to be able to see the hole and hit the hole. And what I saw out of Peyton Barber and Rojo, Ronald Jones in that first game, was vision. Show it to me again. Show it to me again. I need to see Catanzaro make some field goals. 30, 40-yard field goal. I don't even give a fuck about the confidence that the team has in him, the players have in him, he has in himself. I need some fucking confidence. Let's make some field goals. Make me feel better about it, please. I'm not going to do cliche, everyone needs to be healthy. Okay, we get it. The Bucs have been healthy coming out of training camp and out of the preseason the last couple of years. Didn't help them. I want them to be ready for week one. Because they have to come out like their fucking hair is on fire in this season. And the only way to do that is to go in and attack every game. Every game with that nasty mentality. We're going to own the line of scrimmage. We're going to own the run game. We're going to stop your run game. And we're going to win. We're going to have one more point on the scoreboard when it's all said and done. I'm pumped. I'm pumped to see more of the starters, more of the backups. And I'm pumped to see which players on this roster are going to step up and make a name for themselves to earn a lasting roster spot for this team, for the 2018 Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So guys like offensively, Justin Watson, wide receiver. I like the guy. I think he still has to earn his long-term roster spot with the organization. But as a draft pick and somebody who impressed me immediately at practice and then did the same in the game, keep playing like that. Hey, listen, I'll look past one fumble of a fifth-round rookie from a small school in his first preseason game if he produces consistently the rest of the time. And I saw what he did in practice carried over to the game. I like that. That gets me excited. So guys like Justin Watson. I was looking at the running backs. Charles Sims is so far buried on the depth chart. Rightfully so. But it's like, man, how he has fallen the way he has. Defensively, same thing. You know, who are the players that are going to step up? Who are the players that are going to step up and say they deserve a roster spot on this team this year? Will Clark. You know, we know Noah Spence and Vinnie Curry, JPP, William Golston. But is Will Clark going to make it as a depth piece? Not opposed to it. You know, Stevie T, a guy who was a seventh-round pick last year. Has he developed? Can he step in? Can he be a rotational guy with this organization this year? Could they be looking at him as a practice squad player? Adarius Taylor, trying to cement his role as a strong side linebacker. Could he do it even when Kendall Beckwith comes back? And what does that do when it opens that door up for other linebackers who could stick around? Haven't seen much out of Devontae Bond. Haven't seen much would love to see more out of Cameron Lynch. Nigel Harris, former USF star. And Riley Bullock, who I actually saw flying around in the game. Did we see him at practice doing the same thing? I think practice and the game. I mean, the guy makes plays. It's not even about being a fan favorite. Is the guy going to make plays? Is he going to help our team win football games? I like his mentality. I think Riley Bullock's mentality fits right with you and I. He's a fucking stick carrier. And then in the defensive backfield, Hargraves, Ryan Smith. I mean, Ryan Smith, is he on the bubble or not? I keep him. Third-round pick a couple years ago. I think it's been unfair what he's had. I've said that before. But he's not a starter, backup, or third stringer, in my opinion. You know, when I've got Carlton Davis and I've got MJ Stewart. God, I just bit my lip. Ryan Smith, Vernon Hargraves. You're talking about five corners right there. And the safety position, pretty strong. Conte, Evans, Tandy, Jordan Whitehead. And then, I mean, Isaiah Johnson, Josh Robinson, who's been a special team stud. You've got a lot of guys there in the defensive backfield that are young with talent and trying to make a roster based on how they play on defense and how they play on special teams. It's the same fucking storylines every year, right? You want to make the team, you got to play well on special teams. You can hear that on every fucking sports talk radio station in the country right now. What I try to give you on this podcast is a little different. More of a mentality, more of a holistic view rather than just individual viewpoints. Yeah, those are players that need to perform well if they want to make a roster. I don't give a fuck. If they don't perform, they won't be on the roster. That's not for me to decide or you to decide. It's for Jason Light and Dirk Cutter to decide. But make the tough decisions. We need players that are going to help this organization win once and for all. And if you're not going to help them win, get the fuck out. Get out. Not really overly concerned with anything in the special teams game other than the kicker. I'm okay with where we're going to be in terms of the return game. We know Humphreys can return punts. They said they want to see some DeSean Jackson as well. And we know Bernard Reedy can return punts. So I'm not concerned there. Kickoff, Bernard Reedy, Jaquizz Rodgers, they're fine. The only thing that concerns me about special teams is a kicking game. Get them some easy field goals. Build up that confidence. For me, I don't give a fuck about anyone in the organ. I'm talking about you and me, the fans. We need some confidence in our kicker. Let's see it. All right, I got a ton of Bucks takes I want to get to. Bucks Titans coming up Saturday night. We'll have your first reactions Monday morning. Don't forget, you can send in your Bucks take after or during the game on Saturday night. Very simple. Record your voice on your phone. Email it to BucksUncensored@gmail.com. This is Bucks Uncensored. I'm Justin Pulowski. Your Bucks takes, they're coming up next, right here. So, fuck it.
Bucks Uncensored.
You've heard me for years say, don't forget to try that devil crab. Well, a lot of you live outside of the Tampa Bay area. Bricado's Sandwich Shop, they've got the best devil crab and best Cuban sandwich in town. But if you don't live in Tampa, how are you going to get it? Well, I've got news for you. Bricado's ships their devil crab, their Cuban sandwiches, and all of their other food nationwide. Get more information on how you can get that devil crab delivered right to your door at BricadoSandwich.com.
Bucks Uncensored.
Def Leppard, little Journey coming up on Saturday night. Taylor Swift on Tuesday. Man, this is one hell of a week. I love it. Yeah, I'll be at the Def Leppard Journey concert at the arena Saturday night. So if you're there, I hope you have a great time. I've already got plans for the old Uber. And we're in a suite, so lots of beer going to happen. So, looking forward to that. And we're hanging out with Stick Carriers in the suite. So that'll be pretty sweet to be in a suite with Stick Carriers for Journey and Def Leppard. How about that? All right, a lot of Bucks takes coming in. Fired up from the first performance. Excited about the second game. Whew. So much to get to. So little time. Hey, let's head all the way up to New York for not one, but two Bucks takes. We'll start with Steve. Hello, Steve. All right. I made a mistake. As soon as I went to Steve's Bucks take, I put it in there, and it was really, really long. I mean, long. And while you... Oh, God. It was close to 5 minutes. And while you are excited about the Bucks' second preseason game, and I'm excited about the Bucks' second preseason game, Steve from New York decided to go on a nearly 5 minute monologue on how Jameis Winston's a bad guy. Listen, plenty. Listen, Steve, you want to do that? You want to debate that? Sports talk radio down here would love you to just focus on the negative and keep a 5 week old topic or longer alive, because they need those phone calls. I am not going to rehash a debate that has no ending, is based solely on assumptions, and just has a bunch of people just arguing for no good purpose. So if you want to debate that, plenty of outlets to do that. I know it's Buccaneer related. I know this is Bucks Uncensored, but I also want to not rehash the same old debate over and over again. Just not how this podcast operates, Steve. Appreciate you and good luck with everything up there in New York. Also up in New York is our friend Lynn. Hello, Lynn.
Hey, Justin. Lynn from New York. My first Bucks take for 2018 preseason. Not a fan of preseason. Pretty much went the way I expected. Fitz was decent. Jameis was playing, you know, with the second string. Saw Rojo. He did pretty well. JPP, I'm waiting for him to bust out. G-Mac had a sack. Pretty much what I thought was going to happen happened. Was at the takeover. You guys did an awesome job. Can't wait for the first game of the season. We're going to wreak havoc. The hell with the Tampa Bay evil media. We have to stand behind Jameis. He's our quarterback. Hopefully we can get at least one or two wins while Fitz is in. And then I hope Jameis comes back and he balls. Go Bucks.
You and me and everyone else listening, Lynn, we all want Jameis Winston to come back, ball out, be a great player, great person for this community. Garrett is up with us. Hello, Garrett.
What's up, Justin? Stick Carrier Nation. Garrett from Washington State chiming in with the Bucks take. Man, oh man. I don't give a fuck who you are. It is good to see the Bucks get a dub. Doesn't matter preseason. Yeah, still, see them put up points the way that they did with our offense. Fuck, man, I'm excited. Our offense looked great. Ryan Fitzpatrick with the first team offense, leading some scoring drives. Fuck, I can't wait for the regular season to start. We got a couple quick things I noticed about the game. I'll start off with Ronald Jones. He had, what, 6 carries for 6 yards and a touchdown. You see that, and you don't get excited. But his touchdown run in particular, you look at the patience. The way he runs the ball outside, he sees the hole, he fucking hits it. It looked good. The stats are going to come, the yards are going to come. This is his first 6 carries in the NFL. I'm not going to freak out. He didn't put up a 40-yard run or nothing, but just that patience on that run, the way he looked hitting the hole, gets you a little bit excited thinking he can do something. The way our offense dominated in the first half, I think we were up 16-3 at one point. The second half, yeah, you have third stringers, blah, 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 but even Ryan Griffin at quarterback, he fucking looked good with what he had out there. He had some no-name receivers. He looked good. That last drive to end the game, to get us in field goal range, fuck, some big catches from some no-name receivers. Look, offense looked great. I'm not worried about our offense one bit. Our defense, our first-string defense. Noah Spence, I don't know how many of you watched the game. I'm not going to break down every play, but he had one move. Fucking swim moved it back to the inside and just completely torched the Dolphins' left tackle. Holy fuck. He didn't get the sack, but the pressure you put on the quarterback makes a bad throw, incomplete pass. Fuck. We can do some damage, boys. Looks good. Rookie cornerbacks, Carlton Davis, saw a couple pass breakups from him. Boys, I'm excited. I'm fucking excited. Stick carriers, let's make some fucking noise this year. Come on, boys. I'm over my time, but I just can't say enough how fucking excited I am. Until next time, speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
Yeah. Okay, Garrett. I like that. I like that Bucks take. A little passion there. A little passion. Speaking of passion, he came all the way down for our Stick Carriers training camp takeover from South Carolina. What up, Austin?
Yo, what's up, Commish? It's Austin from South Carolina. I know I might be a day late on the podcast, but I was dragging from Saturday. Takeover was amazing, bro. It was just amazing, bro. I didn't realize how loud we were until I looked at the videos. Couldn't even hear my own self. It was great meeting you, driving down. Sammer, Scott from PA, Outlaw, all you guys are great. Sean from Fan Retreat. Hey, man, I'm definitely coming to New Orleans now. You definitely swayed me. I really appreciate you guys. To all the fellow stick carriers, if y'all have never been to an event, make sure you go. Just walk up and introduce yourself, like, and the love just starts coming from there. I appreciate it. I can't wait for the next event. I can't wait, bro. It's football season, baby. Let's go. Like I said, it was great meeting you guys. I'll catch you boys later. Speak softly.
Oh man, Austin going to New Orleans for the Bourbon Street Takeover. Check it out, fanretreat.com. Listen, it's no secret. When you come to these events, introduce yourself. You're going to recognize everyone around you, and they're going to recognize you. That's the community we're building together. I continue to try and emphasize that, and I'm not kidding. And I think anyone that's met me, that knows me, understands that's going to be the case. Austin, thank you for being living proof. Thank you for coming to the event, to this takeover all the way from South Carolina. I'm so glad you had a great time. I'm so glad you got to interact with everyone else. And I promise there, I don't think there'll be 5,000 people. I'm running around trying to be the host. It's going to be a lot less people. We'll be able to spend a lot more time together in New Orleans. Really, really excited about that. Tony Tega is our last one, our last Bucks take. And you know what? He's my boy.
Justin Stick Carriers, your boy Tony Tega here, Section 112, officially out of hibernation. But as I've been sitting back listening, especially to who's on the side of the stadium and who isn't, more so than Jameis Winston in my mind, the face that's missing from that stadium that's glaring is Kwon Alexander, a guy that, in my mind, is not only the undisputed leader of the entire organization, but the heart and soul of this city. A guy that plays with a chip on his shoulder, a guy that, in my mind, Justin, I just have visions of him leading the NFL in tackles, making a bunch of gigantic plays behind the line of scrimmage, and winning NFL Defensive Player of the Year this year. I mean, the ingredients are all there. Contract year, bloodletting of Chris Baker, and major talent and depth upgrades at defensive line in front of him. I just have this vision in my head, Justin. I get it. I just can't get rid of it. Kwon, I'm looking at you to carry this football team until Jameis Winston comes back, period, end of story. Man, I heard all the audio and saw the pictures and videos. Training camp takeover looked awesome. I wasn't able to make it this year because I was on base with my family. My family's my first priority, just like yours. But, man, once the first one, had a great time. I will definitely be there next year for it. And it's time to get to work, baby. Football is here. You speaking softly and carrying a big motherfucker stick. God damn, it's good to have football back.
Yes, it is, Tony, and it's going to be good to see you very, very soon. Hey, great point on Kwon Alexander. I'll be honest, I don't really care about the side of a stadium and whose picture's up, but didn't even notice it. Kwon Alexander wasn't up there. Everyone making a big deal about but what about Jameis? Well, what about Kwon Alexander if he's not up there? I can't say yes or no that he is or isn't, because again, I don't really pay attention to that. But if he is not, and people are making a big deal about Jameis Winston, why not Kwon Alexander? That's it for this podcast. I am so ready to sit on my ass Saturday night and watch another football game. Bucks and Titans, so excited. Let's bring Nasty back. Let's win the line of scrimmage and give the fans hope, more hope for the upcoming season. You can do that with these these preseason performances. I don't give a fuck if you win. Just go out and make us proud. All right? Let's do it. Sponsors, Buffalo Wild Wings. We love them. They do so much for this podcast and for the stick carriers in general. Really looking forward to our away game watch parties this year. Thank you to Master of Subaru. Huge fan. They were at the training camp takeover. Pete, guys, I hope you all can make it to the Bourbon Street takeover. Holy shit. It's going to be like a draft party or a training camp takeover, but it's just going to be intimate. Like, there's not going to be thousands of people. There's going to be like 200 of us. I mean, I have no idea. I'm just guessing. But it's going to be less than 1,000. I can't imagine 1,000 people are going to go. So we'll be able to have a lot of time to talk with each other, have fun, make memories, and be very loud and rowdy. We are not speaking softly on Bourbon Street. I can guarantee you that. Bricado Sandwich Shop. Love Mike. Love everyone there. Thank you, Bricados. Thank you, B4. DrinkB4.com. And B4, we might need you as a sponsor for the Bourbon Street takeover. Makes sense, right? Makes sense. And I believe Dave from B4 is from Louisiana. So maybe, Dave, if you want to join us, just don't wear any Saints gear. Know what I'm saying? And, of course, Christian Headlines Barbershop. My man, give me that nice fade, looking so good. Headlines Barbershop, they got a ton of locations all around the entire Bay Area. Best way to find them is to download their app. I have it on my phone. You should have it on yours. Download the app. It'll show you the closest location to you. Go by, check them out, get your hair done. Listen, I know, it's like you're in a relationship. You got to break up with your old barber and engage in a new relationship. Are you willing to take that next step, which could be the best step of your life. High praise from my buddy Christian. And thank you to each and every one of you as these podcasts continue to be popped out and the numbers continue to be through the roof. I can honestly tell you that I never envisioned a podcast like this taking off the way it has for so many thousands of people to listen to each and every episode. And for us to be doing this while the Buccaneers are still struggling on the football field, I'm just so thankful that we've all found each other and that we get to enjoy each other's presence, win or lose, for our Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We just all know what we want them to do. This podcast is two times a week. It's Mondays and Wednesdays. Available on iTunes, Google Play, Podcast Addict, Podbean. Also available at JoeBucksFan.com, our tremendous partner. And as always, we end with the words of the Godfather himself, a guy we are hoping leads this team to success this season and gets himself a big ol' extension. That's right. We want it, but you got to go out and earn it. I know he's going to do that. He's speaking softly, but we know what's going to happen come the regular season. But will the players follow him? Instead of Dirk Cutter saying it, I'm going to play it for you in a much sexier voice.
Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
Bust out that big motherfucking stick. Bust the Titans over the head with it. You betcha. Nailed it.
Go Bucks.